Hello, my audio friends. It is Valentine's Day. It's February 14th, 2017, and I'm about to do the February 11th challenge topic, which was, do you have an unusual phobia or fear? Unique. Well, probably most of you who have listened to me on and off over the last several years on audio boom, whatever it's called, know that I have this particular disdain for sounds. Not all sounds, but some particular sounds. And I guess you could call it a phobia, because phobia is usually a fear. Really, it's from the Latin root phobos, or phobia, fear, anyway. I don't fear sound so much as loathe it, or certain sound. What bothers me? Sniffling, gum chewing, any kind of slurping, you know, soup or coffee, or ticking. I don't mean a bomb necessarily, but, you know, ticking like maybe somebody wrapping a pencil on a desk, and pen clicking, that always has driven me nuts. So I guess that's it. That's my somewhat not really unique phobia. There's a name to it, by the way. It's called misophonia, which is literally means the hatred of sound. Again, not all sounds. I love music, but, you know, I like a lot of things, don't get me wrong. Not all sounds, but there's particular sounds, and I think at particular frequencies. Now, I joined a forum on the internet years ago on just a little bit precarious here. We have to go through some traffic. I don't even know if we'll be able to get around the snow clearing crews. Yes, no, can I do this? Okay. All right. That was a bit odd there. So getting back to what I was saying, I joined a forum years ago on misophonia, and we were trying to figure out a way to study this. If there's a particular thing about these noises that sets them apart and drives some of us completely batty. We've looked at frequency. We've looked at not only frequency as in the actual audible frequency or the tone, but we also did things like the frequency of how often it happens. So how often does the sound occur? And does the fact that the sound occur regularly or randomly change or make the sound more or less nauseating to us, for the lack of a better word right now. So we did that. We've gone through all sorts of things. We've tried to, you know, we've even sat down to see, because I think there's a couple of engineers on the forum. Is there any way we could build a device to at least reduce the sound? And now there are on the market several devices that claim to do exactly that, reduce the sound of sounds of your environment. And I think one's called Muzo, M-U-Z-O, Muzo, and it's this round contraption, actually it kind of looks like a computer mouse, that attaches to a solid surface, usually a glass, and causes it to vibrate in a certain way, and supposedly this dampens every other sound. Now, these units aren't cheap, but I'd love to try one, but I don't know. I'm looking at it going, okay. They're all on Kickstarter, and although I really like Kickstarter and the premise behind Kickstarter, I find a lot of times, though, it leaves me wondering whether these products are legitimate or not. I know several people that have purchased stuff on Kickstarter and never got their items, or what they got was subpar. So, anyhow, so getting back to the February challenge, yeah, that's it. That would be my phobia, I suppose. Not too exciting, but I thought I would get in the next topic there. So I don't know what the next topic is. I've been sort of following Sassy Cat's blog to figure out what the next one is. I suppose she'll do one today or tomorrow, and then I'll get to do another one. All right. So thank you very much for listening as usual. I hope you're all having a wonderful day if you're listening to this tomorrow. If you're listening to it tonight, then I hope that you're having a wonderful time with your respective sweethearts. Or if you're alone and you don't have a significant other, that's fine too. You know what? Curl up with a good book, a nice warm cup of tea, a cozy blanket, and just enjoy your own company. I think all of us don't do that enough, to just enjoy one's own company without necessarily needing to rely on somebody else. So that's it for me. Thanks for listening.